Good morning, everyone. Thank you for asking me to speak to you once again. Also, a huge thank you to Reverend Bert Sumikawa and his staff for their help. Before I begin, I wish to show my gratitude for everything in our lives by reciting the Nembutsu. No matter where you may be, please repeat the Nembutsu after me. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Once I was talking to a family friend, and I was describing to him some of the things I used to do as a young girl. After a while, he looked at me, shook his head, and said, "You must have been a difficult child." He and I had a good laugh over what he said, but looking back, I must admit that I did make life difficult for myself as well as for my poor parents, who worked so hard in getting me to listen to them. I was slow in everything I did. My mother often had to remind me, "Don't dilly-dally, higakureru." In other words, she was reminding me that the sun would set before I knew it. I was a procrastinator. I always did things at the last minute. I don't know when it all began, but it must have been when I was very young. I remember being told to put away my toys, for example, but not doing it until the very last minute. Then my mother would get angry at me and raise her voice and say something like, "Did you hear what I said? Put your toys away if you're not playing with them. It's dangerous to leave them on the floor. Someone might step on them and get hurt." Unfortunately, it would take several warnings like this before I put my toys away. I frustrated myself as well as my mother, and I recall bawling my head off at being scolded. As I grew older, Sunday evenings became a battleground for us. Why? It was because I never had my homework done. I would always cry and beg my mother not to let me go to school the next day. Sometimes I would even fake being sick so I didn't have to go to school. But of course my mother saw through me and sent me to school anyway. I knew I had a problem, but did not know how to fix it. I had a very, very bad habit. Even after I learned the word procrastinator for someone who did not do what was supposed to be done right away, and even if I saw myself as such a person, I did nothing about it. One reason I delayed doing what I was supposed to do was because I wanted to go outside and play with the other neighborhood children. To run out and play was a big event in my life. There was no such thing as doing homework as soon as I got home from school. Rain or shine, I went out to play. Rain was not a problem if you lived in Hilo like I did. Puddles were just great fun to splash in. The trouble was that, before I knew it, my habit of procrastination had spread, and I applied it to every aspect in my life. Part of the problem, of course, was that I did not know how to manage my time. I could spend hours daydreaming or doing everything else that I wanted to do rather than what I had to do. For instance, my parents once bought me a watercolor set. I spent hours and hours painting, and I forgot about everything else that I had to do. This kind of behavior was probably excusable when I was still a child, but not a good thing as I got older. It got to the point where I used to test and challenge my parents. When told to do the dishes, for example, I would wait until my mother would get frustrated and either do it herself or grab me by the arm to take me to the sink. In every little thing, I had to be told two or three times before doing what I was supposed to do. I made my mother nag me. My excuse? I always had something else that needed to be done before I could get to what she or my teachers had asked me to do. I do give my mother credit for her extreme patience. Every time I got into a situation of procrastination and cried over not being able to do my homework or the dishes or whatever chore I was supposed to do, my mother constantly reminded me to do things botsu botsu, to do things one at a time and slowly, and if I did it this way, I would be able to keep up with whatever needed to be done. I remember this was what my mother always talked about when I was a young girl. But I didn't understand its value then. It was only when I became more responsible and older that these words hit home. Doing something botsu botsu is a great concept. My mother always used to say to me, If I had a big project to do in school or something long to write, to always do it, botsu botsu. When doing something botsu botsu or little by little, you will not be overwhelmed by whatever needed to be done. Of course, doing something botsu botsu meant you had to give yourself a lot of time. For example, if you were told to level a mountain in 10 years and had only a shovel to do it, if you waited until a month before the deadline, the task would seem insurmountable. But if you had gone to the mountain every day and took a truckload of dirt away once a day, soon the mountain would grow smaller and smaller, and as you approached the deadline, you would not be overwhelmed. This is what my mother was trying to say. Nowadays, I do things well ahead of time. My husband complains, in fact, that I try to do things too soon. You could say I learned my lesson well and had changed my ways. In thinking about it, however, I must say it took me many years to recognize my foolishness. It took growing older, being more motivated in life, having a lot of responsibilities heaped upon my shoulders, like going to college, being married, having children, and working as a police radio dispatcher in the police department, that cured me of my procrastination. At the police department especially, I was forced to do everything in a timely manner. If someone needed an officer or ambulance, they had to be dispatched right away. There was no leaving it off. It meant other people's lives, and this was a good training ground for me. As a younger person, I was truly bombu, a foolish being. What also helped me in my realizations was the Buddhist teachings. I came to see that part of my pain and suffering in life was caused by my procrastination. What I needed to do was to look at the problem and by this have the right view of my problem, as in the first precept of the Eightfold Path. So the right view I needed to acquire was to learn some way of doing things in a timely manner and not cause pain to others because of my procrastination. In other words, I had to learn how to manage my time better and to know that if I didn't do this, what the impact this would have had on others. I needed to look at a project, for example, a deadline for a work report, and assess how long it would take to complete, and from there decide how I would proceed. Nowadays, I no longer have to toss and turn at night or grow testy because I don't have my work done. One thing is for sure, when our death comes, it will come and it will not procrastinate. Right now, my husband and I are in a botsu-botsu mode, preparing for when we die. We want everything in place and not procrastinate in doing our wills or our health directives. We are even writing out our own funerals. People say we are morbid. Perhaps, but I surely don't want to leave a mess when I die. I want my house in order, have a say in what to do with my things, of who gets what for even the small things. All too often, the dead will leave things that whomever is left behind needs to clean and clear. All their things, their stuff. I don't want to burden my family in this way. I don't want my son to have to take time to decide what needs to be thrown out or kept. All too often, I have seen people struggling over what to get rid of when their loved ones are gone. By the time you are old, you've accumulated a lot of things, and if they are not donated or distributed to different members of the family, the person who has to do the cleaning and clearing will have a monumental job. My thinking is that if my husband and I do not procrastinate and do this end-of-life clearing up botsu botsu, we are freeing ourselves and others of having to wonder what to do with our things. I don't want to leave a mess for others to clean. Therefore, this cleaning up is something I know I cannot procrastinate doing. While I hope my husband and I have a few more years to live, I want everything in place because you never know what can happen in life. On that note, thank you very much for your kind attention. In reverence, I remain. Namo Amida Butsu.